In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the tendencies that all of us have is we think that everything is about us, that the world revolves around us. And, you know, really, this is a temptation to idolatry, and it's really a reflection of the sin of Satan. What was the sin of Satan? He says, God won't be God, I'll be God. And everyone will bow down and worship me. It was because of this that the archangel Lucifer fell from heaven and became the devil and took with him a third of the hosts of heaven. Well, what's the this is pride. And what is the antidote for pride? Well, it's the virtue of humility, which, as I've mentioned before, the best formulation I ever saw was on a t-shirt at World Youth Day in Denver in 1993, and it says that even in a new age, there are two truths. There is a God, and you're not him. And so that's really the fundamental piece of humility, is to realize that we are not God. And we need to also recognize that humility doesn't mean, on one hand, that we are better than we are, or that species of pride, which is false humility. Oh, I'm so lousy, I'm the worst person ever, to find fault with ourselves when it doesn't exist. Humility is really looking in the mirror, and in the mirror of conscience, and seeing who we truly are, both good and bad. And it's a recognition of reality. And when we do that, we realize that it's not all about us. And that sometimes, when something happens to us, it's not about us. And St. Paul talks about that in his letter to the Corinthians, when he says, basically, sometimes when we're afflicted, that is for your benefit. And so when we're encouraged, that's for your benefit too. You know, when something bad happens to us, sometimes God uses that as an example, not to scare other people. But, you know, when something bad happens to us, oftentimes it's surrounded by graces, because God helps us to carry our cross. And other people can see that and go, wow, look at all the wonderful things that God did for them in this case. You know, 4 years ago, it's coming up on the 4-year anniversary of the shooting here in the church. Think about all the graces that surrounded that terrible event. The way that we as individuals and we as a parish were blessed. So that wasn't all about Ricky Jennings or Jim Evans. You know, those things happened and God brought good out of it. Similarly, when we see someone more frontwards blessed, you know, it's a blessing, that can also be an encouragement to other people. Say, look at how good God is to that person. And it could cause them to reflect upon how good God is in general and how good God is to them. And so, when something bad happens to you, and it will, why? Because we're in this veil of tears. Think about the good things that God can bring through that. You know, a good example would be when we're sick. When we're sick or ill, that gives other people the opportunity to take care of us. Say, well, that's kind of a bad opportunity. No, that's a good opportunity, because remember what our Lord says about caring for the sick, that in a very special way, we're not caring for them as much as we're caring for him. And when good things happen to you, praise God for them, but don't think that it's necessarily a reward for you being such a great person, but rather it is a sign of his goodness to everybody. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.